Oh, hello. Is it working? Oh, hello. It seems like it's working. Always like that, aren't you?
It's even done.
You know them too. Then it's time for the night-night story.
It always is, you know. Whenever we want it to be.
Or so you say. You're more impulsive than me. So sometimes, I'm not sure if I can trust you like that.
Ouch. Gonna hurt my feelings and right in front of Jeeverton? Come on.
Anyways, there once was a castle in the clouds.
Oh, you're just getting into it, huh?
Isn't that how you tell a night-night story? You just go into it. Give them something to focus on. Until they fall asleep.
I suppose that's one way, right? It's not that bad, though. So, go off. But can we make it a castle in the sky filled with me?
You would say something like that. I guess you can be a part of it.
You weren't going to include me? Well, Chibi-chan would have been quite sad. Isn't that right, Chibi-chan?
Anyways, there's a reason why it was up in the clouds to begin with. 'Cause the world down below, they were scared of it. They weren't sure how to face the people without wings. They weren't sure how to be aware of others in a way that was positive. Instead, they isolated themselves. They had everything they wanted. Or at least they thought that way.
This sounds a bit sad, doesn't it? I think you need some help there.
If you don't give some kind of problem, then stories don't go anywhere. Even you know that, Kuro.
You got me. Well, then what were the people like, huh?
You tell them.
It's a collaborative.
Okay, I goofed up. Pretend you didn't hear that, okay? Okay.
It's supposed to be a collaborative story.
That's your idea of collaborating? I guess it's something. Better than I expected. Well, let's see. People were stuck up. Kind of jerks. Type to think they're better than everybody else, right?
You didn't have to go that far. You could have just said something else. It's a fairy tale setting.
Now I'm getting this kind of trouble, huh? Matsibitan, what do you think? Think I'm too harsh? Just seems stuck up to live in the clouds, doesn't it?
I don't think so. I think they were just not suited to it. They weren't sure how to say hi. What hello means. In a lot of ways. They were afraid of people. But they were aware that they were different than them.
Guess fair point. And the higher you are, you gotta be pretty tough. So if they're proud or anything, they probably wouldn't be strong enough to take it up there. Must have a pretty good reason, huh? Jeeverton. What do you think? Yeah. Anyways, you're supposed to be deciding the people. I was supposed to be deciding the place. When did we agree upon that? I mean, come on. We could, but is that really what we're doing here? It's for them, not us. Is it? I'm not so sure. I think it's for everyone. Nine Nights stories more than just fairy tales in the sky, isn't it? Sometimes you gotta look at it like it's a mirror to your own soul. Well, that's a whole lot deeper than I thought you'd go. Pudding. Is that you? Yeah. I understand. I didn't know you wanted to be called it in front of others, that's all. Getting shy with your love there? I'll say DB10 forever if I have to. And I know it. And if I got time, I might just quote the best science facts ever. Like the distance to the sun. Do I even know that, though? That's a question. Keep you guessing, TV-chan. I bet you don't know it. But I don't know it either. It's a good thing there's things like Google, right? Guess so. But aren't we getting distracted now? Whose fault is that? You started this. Now, Pudding, you see, it wasn't so much that they were stuck up. The people there just didn't know how to fit in. They didn't have any defining traits, and at least in their eyes, they were just wingless birds. Because even if they could fly, they felt caged. Like they could never do it without a good reason to. That was the difficulty of it. Try as they might, this or that would get in the way of them. Even adventurous ones. Sometimes it was difficult. Until one particular one was just stubborn enough. You see, that bird flew. Even if it was to the ground. It was different. Not a lot of people supported them, but it sparked a change. Once that one came back. That one came back okay. I guess you could say it wasn't a fried chicken. Here we go again. Are you going to tickle me too?
I'll stop. On one condition. Give me science facts.
You're really making this hard for me, aren't you? I can't think of too many right now. Except for... What? There's... I think it's something like 300,000 miles to the moon? Something like that. Okay. It takes 8 minutes and 19 seconds for light to travel to the sun, to the earth.
How's that? Jamie.
What?
If you took out all the empty space in our atoms, the human race could fit in the volume of a sugar cube.
That doesn't make any sense.
After that rude interruption, it was fun. But still, you see, once that bird, that person flew down, others got curious. And most of them ended up making peace with the people down below. It was a strange and heartwarming time for most of them. But not everyone was that brave. There were some of them who didn't really know how to do that. They tried as they might, but they couldn't get themselves to take that flight down.
So what you're saying is, they were kind of scared.
I'm not sure scared's the right word. It was more like they didn't know what to do with themselves. They had been there so long, especially because they lived a long time. So they were afraid of the leap. So there was only one thing to do.
Leave them be and let them do their own thing, right? Davy-chan, I see you. Just wait. Just wait. Davy-chan.
Always flirting. Don't tell me you're getting jealous. Pudding. I can flirt too. Hey, you're hot.
Oh, Kenma. You really gotta work on your smoothness here, man.
If you don't approach something that way, I mean, that's fine. But I got my own quirkiness. Right, Pudding?
Guess it takes a weird one to know a weird one, but you two are interesting. I like it. I support that.
Glad to know you approve. Not that I need that. Anyways, about that, the one thing they did, they made a big bridge all the way from the sky down to the land below and connected the two. It took a long time, but then, little by little, people without wings could come to the top. They could visit. And then, even the ones that were scared, the ones that didn't know how to communicate or talk, like the other ones who made it look so easy, had a chance to see them for themselves. They saw it, a little glimmer of hope. And that's when things really started to change. You see, they couldn't leave those people alone. They knew they'd get bitter and sad. So they gave them the best they could. And then, pretty soon, the world was a better place for it.
Kind of digging this story. Just because, well, I'm all for not leaving friends behind. Teamwork makes the dream work.
That was cheesy, you know.
Mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell. Ooh, yeah.
Sometimes, I'm not sure what to say. I guess it's just me and you and those weirdos, Pudding. I'm saying that endearingly, but you probably knew that. 'Cause you know, Pudding. You know me. At least, I like to think you know me.
Well, I'd like to think that we're best buddies, are we? Of course we are. You don't have a choice in the matter, just saying. From one nerd to another. Don't forget, friendship like that, it doesn't go away. Just like your little story there. I'd like to say I helped out, but... Well, we can't all be poets and writers. I'm more of a looker myself. A looker, talented, smart. You bet. Why are you hyping yourself up? Is that how it sounded? No, not me. Not this guy. That's exactly how it sounded. You know what? It's just who you are, right? And that's okay. If we aren't true to our nature, then we wouldn't be ourselves. Isn't that right, Pudding? Nothing in particular. Just something I noticed about you. Oh? Noticing something about your love over there, your Pudding. Nice nickname, by the way. I'll keep mine. Chibi-chan. You like mine better, right? Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Of course you do. Otherwise, I'd have to make something even cooler.
Pudding. Do you think maybe after all this, you'd be able to have a better day? I'm not entirely sure what to do once the story's in. Mostly on account that I'm not very good at knowing what comes next.
That's when you just wing it. Science is spontaneous. You can calculate things all day, but it's not gonna change the fact that if you don't act on something right then and there, I miss your chance. What?
Poggers.
That's what I'm talking about.
Do you like Bill Nye the
Science
Guy?
Bill Nye's my hero, man. Bill Nye the Science Guy. Bill, 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 Bill.
That was it, right?
Something like that? Well, I know the song, and I also know a few other ones. Something through the sky, little Einsteins, yeah, something like that. The backyard again, you know. Yeah. Little Einsteins. Damn, you're going off over there, aren't you? Dragon Tales, Dragon Tales. Yeah. Look, it's not cursed content, Javidson. If we don't let it be, I'd never let it get cursed. It's blessed. At most, it's blessed. I think both of you, you need to get out more. Is that what you think? Way to be savage there, Kenma. Can't say that I disagree, but sometimes, you know, there's things called social distancing. I thought you weren't supposed to talk about that. Well, it's science, so, you know. Look, don't tell anyone. I didn't say it. I didn't cut the cameras. I didn't say it. Oh, hell yeah. You think that's a good oh yeah, oh yeah? I can do better. Oh yeah, oh yeah? Then prove it. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Ah, Kenma, Kenma. You never learn, do you? I learned quite quick, actually. I totally schooled you. Just, what was that alarm for?
Time for you to get a watch?
Maybe it's time. Time for night-night. I'm not sure, Pudding. It depends. There's a lot of things that I want to say. But then, sometimes when I go to say them, my mind goes blank. But I guess I'll just try. What I want for you, Pudding. It's simple. I want you to be you. And maybe that's a cliched way of looking at it. And maybe I just don't care like that. Mostly on accounts. I don't know any other way to say it. I'm not some kind of social butterfly like Kuro. But I can at least try and do things my way.
You almost have to, don't you? If you don't do it your way, then who's gonna do it?
That didn't really make sense, but thanks for the thought, I guess.
Ach. That's Ibitsun. You know, you and I. We're gonna be together forever. So we better get along a lot. Of course, I'm not going to let anything bad happen to you. You already knew that from the start, didn't you? You just gotta keep on being you, Ibitsun. Oh yeah, oh yeah? Getting nervous? Awfully cute, Ibitsun.
You know, the goal here isn't to fluster them. It's to make them relaxed and go to sleep.
Looks like he's speaking some truth, Fox. I mean, Chibi-chan, obviously. Chibi-chan pudding over there. The point being is, maybe they find my voice relaxing. Poggers.
Here we go again. Poggers. I said it. Mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell. Did you know that? You're smart, Pudding. Real smart. And that by itself excites me just a bit. I actually feel something when I get to see you, Pudding. And that makes you worth more than anything. Maybe it's just words, but it's the feelings behind them that make all the difference.
And you were saying you weren't a poet, huh? Not too shabby, Kenma. I think your pudding's a little happy right now. Oh, don't be too jealous, Chibi-chan. Trust me.
I love you way too much for that. Someone said, I'm the science guy.
Ken, Mother Science Guy. Ken. Len. Ken. Ken, Mother Science Guy. Volleyball is a property of matter. Ken. I tried. I'm not the best when it comes to knowing how to do that, but I tried. I'm just a bit nervous. When it comes down to it, Pudding, when I look at you, my brain just goes blank. So I'm not always sure what to say and when.
Didn't we already discuss this? Just go for it. Davy Tunter likes that. Spontaneous as it is. That's what makes things work.
Up, down. Left, right. B.A. Start.
Here we go with the Gonami code. Alright. Then what one should I say? I can think of one. Let's see. Ah, that's a good one. Looks like it just took me a minute. Anyways, Chivitsun. Mail time. What? Here's the mail. Makes me want to wag my tail. You something. Look, I don't care. That's not the point, it's the ambition to try something. The most ambitious move of 2020. Me, as the host of Blue's Clues You Shouldn't Have. Okay. What do you want me to do with that? You want me to quote some elements? Honestly, I can't quote him right now. I guess I could. You know, you got your hydrogen, your helium, which got its name from the sun itself, actually. Lithium powers batteries and such. Beryllium, don't really remember what that does. Boron has a funny name. Carbon is everything. Nitrogen, kinda scary. Oxygen, also scary. Necessary, but scary. Fluorine. You got it. Neon? I like it. Sodium. It kills everything. Magnesium. Well, I know it has a supplement. Aluminium. It's pronunciation for me. Silicon. Phosphorus. Sulfur. Oh, sulfur, it stinks. Chlorine. Sometimes I think that's pools. Oh, there we go. We got argon, which makes me think Argonians from the Elder Scrolls. Huh? Look, am I just rambling? Yeah, I kind of am. I'm afraid, don't really know, Pisong, 3 point something, three, it starts with a three, yeah, fake it till you make it, Chibitsun, except for I'm not really faking it, I just don't know what I'm talking about with that. You know what, someone has to know. You want a forehead kiss? I suppose I could. Pudding.
a forehead kiss just for you. You deserve it. You know that. Pudding, you've been there for me, even when I thought I'd be all alone. I never thought I'd understand things like love. They never seemed like they would be for me, if that makes sense. But I just wanted to say thank you for being you. Now you're making me feel like I need to as well. David-chan. Thanks for sticking with me, even though sometimes I got that crackhead energy. Leolia? That's just another piece of what makes us work, I guess. Not saying you don't either. Because you can be just as crazy as me, trust me. Here goes nothing. Night-night. Night-night, Sivitsun. Good night, Pudding.
Night-night, everybody. Bill! 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 Bill!